USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is hitting President Biden's COVID-19 vaccination goal nearly a month behind schedule. New CDC data showing 70% of American adults have received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. Health officials caution the milestone comes as hospitals struggle to deal with the major spike in Delta variant cases. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is launching a program that will allow thousands of Afghan refugees to live in the United States.
We have a special responsibility to these individuals. They stood with us. We will stand with them.
Blinken saying this will expand eligibility to Afghans who do not qualify for special immigrant visas. The new program will eliminate the two-year time requirement that is usually needed for those who work for the United States. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill is on track for Senate passage this week. Key lawmakers said on Sunday, setting the stage for a floor battle this week and a hand-wringing of Democrats' demands for a follow-up bill that would spend trillions more on child care, education, and social welfare. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins tells CNN she believes the roads and bridges bill will win over enough Republicans to overcome filibuster fears in the evenly divided chamber.
This bill is good for America. Every senator can look at bridges and roads and need for more broadband, waterways in their state, seaports, airports, and see the benefits, the very concrete benefits, no pun intended, of this legislation. It's going to make us more competitive, more productive. It's going to create good jobs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Less than 1% of those who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 have tested positive for the virus. That's according to a new study by the Kaiser Family Foundation that looked at breakthrough coronavirus cases that resulted in hospitalization or death. This as President Biden continues to call the latest spike a pandemic of the unvaccinated. One of the things we are seeing, though, as people do test positive for the new Delta variant, not as many people are dying. In fact, only 300 people are dying per day from the Delta variant of COVID-19. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel believes the messaging from the administration is off the mark.
They don't message the idea of the low death rate because the highest risk groups are already largely vaccinated, like the elderly. It's right. Always how many cases 80%. There are, not about the fact that almost everyone that's vaccinated gets either a mild case or no case. That positive messaging might actually get more people to take the vaccine. But it's always, you have misinformation, we have correct information. You know, this idea that you have a moral requirement. Instead of talking about it in more personal terms, protect yourself, protect your family, you'll get a mild case at worst. At worst, all it is fear messaging, the politics to control the non-ending pandemic.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.